The Agreement on Agriculture, AOA, under the WTO, sets the foundation for fair competition in global agribusiness. Its goal is simple: to reduce distortions caused by excessive subsidies and tariffs. It focuses on three areas: domestic support, market access, and export competition. While the agreement limits how much support governments can provide to their farmers, enforcement remains uneven. Developed nations often find loopholes to protect their farmers, while developing countries struggle to compete. This imbalance has sparked debates and even disputes at the WTO. On the positive side, gradual tariff reductions have opened markets for many commodities. Indian exporters of rice, sugar, and spices have benefited from these lowered barriers. Yet, challenges remain, particularly when wealthier countries used hidden subsidies to tilt the playing field. The WTO framework is far from perfect. It provides a common language of trade. Without it, global agribusiness would be far more chaotic, with each nation setting arbitrary rules. Beyond multilateral frameworks, bilateral and regional agreements also play a critical role, such as free trade agreements. Free trade agreements are stepping stones of modern agribusiness trade. By reducing tariffs and aligning standards, they create easier flow of goods between partner countries. Take the USMCA agreement between US, Canada, and Mexico. It has strengthened agriculture trade across North America by harmonizing food safety rules and lowering of barriers. Similarly, the ongoing EU-India FTA negotiations holds immense promise. If concluded, Indian farmers could gain greater access to Europe's premium markets for basmati rice, spices, and organic produce. The Asian FTA provides another model. By creating a common platform for Southeast Asian countries, it has allowed smallholder farmers to benefit from large regional markets. For agribusinesses, FTAs are opportunities wrapped in challenges. They open markets, but they also bring competition from producers in partner nations. The winners are those who can adopt quickly, improve efficiency, quality, and branding. But FTAs are not the only factor. Safety concerns also shape trade. This is where sanitary and phytosanitary measures, SPS, comes into play. At its core, international trade must protect human, animal, and plant health. This is the purpose of sanitary and phytosanitary, SPS, measures. They ensure that the imported goods are safe and free from harmful pests, disease, or chemical residues. However, SPS measures can also act as a barrier. When requirements become overly stringent or inconsistent, they serve as disguised trade restrictions. A farmer may find his mangoes cleared for the Gulf market but rejected in Europe due to different pesticide residue limits. Compliance is complex. Exporters must meet country-specific SPS standards, which often require certifications, lab tests, and strict documentation. For smallholder farmers, the cost can be overwhelming. Yet, without compliance, market entry is impossible. This dual role makes SPS measures both essential and challenging. They protect consumers, but they also raise the bar for producers. Beyond SPS rules, trade is also shaped by financial tools such as export subsidies and tariffs, which can spark disputes between nations. Governments often intervene in trade to protect their farmers or enhance competitiveness. Export subsidies are one such tool used to lower prices of goods in foreign markets. While they may benefit domestic producers, they often provoke retaliation from competitors and can lead to disputes at the WTO. Tariffs, on the other hand, are used to shield local markets from cheaper imports. While they protect domestic farmers, they can also raise consumer prices and restrict global flows. The clash of these policies frequently results in trade disputes. Global conflicts over sugar, dairy, and cotton subsidies are well documented, with countries taking cases to WTO arbitration. These disputes reveal the fragile balance between national interest and global fairness. For agribusinesses, such disputes translate into uncertainty. a company investing in exports may suddenly face new tariffs or restrictions, altering its entire business model. In India's case, balancing protection for local farmers with opportunities in global markets has always been a delicate task, one reflected in its export promotion schemes. India has steadily built a framework to strengthen its role in global agricultural trade. The Agriculture and Processed Food Products Export Development Authority, APIDA, plays a central role by providing certification, promoting markets, and developing infrastructure. Its efforts have helped Indian basmati rice, mangoes, and marine products gain credibility abroad. Import duties are another level, used to protect Indian farmers from cheap imports that could destabilize prices. This ensures that while global integration continues, domestic producers are not left vulnerable. Equally important is the strategy of market diversification. Instead of depending on a handful of countries, India actively explores new markets in Africa, Southeast Asia, and Latin America. This reduces risk and expands opportunity for exporters. Through these policies, India is positioning itself not just as a supplier of commodities, but as a global food brand. Still, many hurdles remain, especially in the form of non-tariff barriers and logistical bottlenecks. Even when tariffs are lowered, exporters often face hidden hurdles in the form of non-tariff barriers. This includes bureaucratic delays, complex customs procedures, and excessive paperwork. For perishable goods, every lost day means lost value. Another issue is lack of standardization. Different countries demand different certifications or testing methods, creating confusion and added cost. For small and medium exporters, this inconsistency can be crippling. Finally, infrastructure deficits remains a stubborn challenge. Poor transport networks, congested ports, and inadequate cold chain systems reduce the competitiveness of exports. A farmer may grow world-class grapes in Nasik, but if the supply chain falters, they may never reach a premium buyer in Europe. These barriers underline an important truth. Competing in global agribusiness is not only about producing quality food, but also about overcoming systemic inefficiencies. The good news is that new opportunities are emerging, offering hope and direction for the future of global trade. Even amid challenges, global trade offers fresh opportunity for agribusinesses. One promising avenue is the rise of regional trade blocs. By harmonizing regulations and reducing barriers, blocs such as Asian or the African Continental Free Trade Area enable smallholder farmers and exporters to access larger markets more easily. Digital documentation is another game changer. Technologies like blockchain, e-customs not only reduce paperwork but also improve transparency, reduce fraud, and speed up custom clearance. For perishable products like dairy or seafood, these gains in efficiency can mean the difference between profit and loss. Additionally, trade facilitation agreements are helping to simplify procedures. Quicker inspections, standardized processes, and digital platforms ensure smoother cross-border flows. These measures lower cost and increase competitiveness, especially for developing countries eager to expand their agri exports. Together, these innovations point towards a future where agribusiness trade is faster, more transparent, and more inclusive. To explore how this can be harnessed, let us turn to the key takeaways and future directions shaping this landscape. The first lesson is the complexity of global trade frameworks. Businesses must navigate multilateral agreements, bilateral deals, and regional blocs simultaneously. Those who can interpret and adapt to these overlapping systems gain a distinct edge. The second is that challenges persist. Non-tariff barriers, infrastructure gaps, and fluctuating policies continue to slow down progress. Overcoming this requires both government reform and private sector innovation. The third takeaway is the importance of leveraging innovation. Digital tools, blockchain, and trade facilitation platforms are not just conveniences, they are essential for reducing friction and expanding reach. Ultimately, a strategic approach is vital. Successes lies in aligning business strategies with dynamic policy landscapes, adopting technology early, and forging partnerships across borders. Armed with this perspective, we now shift to the emerging markets that are shaping the next wave of agribusiness trade. The growth of agribusiness is no longer centered only in traditional markets like Europe and North America. Emerging economies in Asia, Africa, and Latin America are becoming hotbeds of demand. Rapid urbanization and rising incomes are fueling consumption of diverse agriculture products. In Asia, a growing middle class demands packaged and health-conscious foods. In Africa, the demand is for farm machinery, irrigation solutions, and quality seeds, tools that will shape the continent's agriculture future. In Latin America, partnerships focus on commodity trade and knowledge exchange, linking producers and consumers in new ways. Three dynamics stand out: rising demand for protein, driving growth in livestock and aquaculture exports; expanding ethical consumption as consumers look for organic and fair trade options; rapid growth in processed and value-added foods, reflecting lifestyle changes across urban centers. For exporters, these markets are not just alternatives. They are the future of global growth. To fully capture this opportunity, we must first understand the underlying market dynamics in agribusiness. Agribusiness today is being shaped by powerful consumers and market trends. One key driver is rising demand. As income rises and diet diversifies, consumers across emerging and developed markets are spending more on packaged, safe, and premium foods. This demand is particularly strong in Asia, where middle-class expansion is reshaping consumption patterns. Another trend is a push towards ethical consumption. Global consumers increasingly ask whether products are organic, sustainable source, or fair trade certified. This is not just a passing preference. It reflects deeper shifts in values, where buyers are willing to pay more for transparency and responsibility. The third driver is the surge in protein consumption. Meat, dairy, and aquaculture products are in growing demand across the globe. Countries like Vietnam and China are rapidly increasing imports of fish and livestock products, while India's aquaculture industry is positioning itself to meet this demand. This dynamics creates both opportunities and pressures for producers. Meeting them requires agility, branding, and the ability to comply with evolving standards. And this brings us to our next focus, identifying regional opportunities for market expansion. Each region represents a distinct opportunity for agribusiness exporters. Africa offers untapped potential, particularly in demand for seeds, irrigation systems, and farm machinery. With the continent's vast arable land, investment in agriculture could transform food security and export. Southeast Asia represents booming demand for grains, fruits, dairy, and processed Indian foods. Its fast-growing middle class is eager for convenience and variety, making it a natural market for exporters who can offer high-quality packaged foods. Latin America, while already a major agriculture producer, is increasingly focused on knowledge exchange and partnerships. Collaboration in crop technology, logistics, and value-added processing creates new pathways for growth. Each region requires not just supply, but also sensitivity to cultural preferences. Local regulations and branding strategies, the ability to tailor offerings to regional needs will separate leaders from the laggards. As we move deeper into strategy, let us look at the power of branding and product differentiation in capturing global opportunities. In global agribusiness, branding is as important as production. Commodities become premium products when tied to strong identities. For example, geographical indications, GI, like Darjeeling tea or Alfonso mangoes, command premium prices because of their unique origins. Premium branding also plays a key role. Whether it is organic certified basmati rice or grass-fed dairy, aligning products with consumer trends enhances trust and market value. In crowded markets, differentiation ensures visibility and loyalty. This is not just about labels, it is about storytelling. A spice exporter from Kerala who shares the history, tradition, and farmer impact behind their product creates a connection that price alone cannot achieve. In short, branding transforms commodities into experiences. It ensures that farmers and business capture greater value from their hard work. But branding alone is not enough. To compete globally, we also need innovation hubs that strengthen competitiveness through technology and knowledge. Across the world, agri-innovation hubs are emerging as catalysts for growth. These hubs bring together researchers, startups, and farmers to solve problems collectively. Soil testing facilities help optimize fertilizer use, ensuring higher yields and reduced cost. Weather forecasting tool provides farmers with accurate predictions, reducing risk from unpredictable climates. Mobile advisory services give farmers expert guidance at their fingertips, bridging the gap between rural producers and scientific knowledge. By clustering innovation, these hubs create ecosystems where new ideas are quickly tested, scaled, and commercialized. They make smallholders more competitive and enable agribusiness to respond faster to global demands. When combined with strong branding and infrastructure, these hubs ensure that agriculture is not just traditional but cutting-edge industry. However, innovation must align with global standards to unlock full potential. That is where domestic capabilities must meet international benchmarks. To succeed in international trade, agribusiness must align local strengths with global standards. This starts with adopting internationally recognized safety and quality benchmarks. Compliance ensures that the products are accepted in multiple markets without repeated hurdles. Infrastructure enhancement is equally important. Efficient cold chain, modern warehouses, and reliable logistics reduce losses and guaranteed consistency. Without this, even the best produce fails to compete globally. Finally, a strong policy framework is essential. Governments must create clear supportive rules that encourage investments, reduce trade barriers, and promote innovation. Countries that do this well, like the Netherlands with its horticulture sector, become global leaders despite limited natural resources. When domestic capabilities align with international requirements, agribusiness does not just thrive, it thrives, building trust, commanding premium prices worldwide. With this alignment in place, we can now bring together the key takeaways driving agribusiness growth across global markets. As we look back across the forces shaping global agribusinesses, a few clear takeaways emerge that can guide future growth. The first is the need for innovation at scale. Technologies like AI, IoT, and digital marketplaces are no longer optional. They are the engines that drive productivity, traceability, and efficiency. Farmers and enterprises that adopt them early will be the ones who thrive. The second is sustainability as strategy. Global markets increasingly reward eco-friendly practices, whether through carbon-conscious consumers, organic certifications, or responsible resource sourcing. Agribusiness growth must therefore align profitability with environment stewardship. The third is branding and differentiation. Commodities alone cannot deliver long-term value. Strategic branding, certifications, and storytelling transform products into experiences that command premium prices and loyal customers. Finally, collaboration and alignment with global standards remains essential. Governments, private enterprises, and communities must work hard in hand to build infrastructure, streamline policies, and ensure compliance with international benchmarks. These takeaways underline a simple truth. Agribusiness growth is no longer about volume alone. It is about value, vision, and responsibility. With these insights in place, we are ready to confront the remaining challenge in emerging market and shape a strategic outlook for the road ahead. While opportunities are abundant, emerging markets come with their own unique challenges. The most obvious is infrastructure gaps. Poor roads, limited cold storage, and inadequate ports mean products often fail to reach markets on time. Perishables like vegetables or dairy can lose value before they can cross borders. Regulatory barriers also pose hurdles. Each country has its own policies, certification requirements, and tariffs, creating confusion for exporters. Navigating this maze is costly and time-consuming, especially for small and medium enterprises. Another subtle but powerful challenge is cultural differences. What sells well in one market may not appeal to the another. For example, spice blends popular in India may need to be adapted to European and African tastes. Without this sensitivity, even the best products may struggle to gain acceptance. These challenges are not insurmountable, but they require preparations, partnerships, and patience. Those who can adapt will convert obstacles into stepping stones. As we close this chapter, we bring together the global lessons into strategic outlook for the future of agribusiness trade. The future of agribusiness trade rests on one central idea, alignment. Aligning local strengths with global demand, farmer incomes with consumer needs, and sustainability with profitability. To thrive, agribusiness must position for global markets by leveraging its unique strengths, whether that's Indian spices, Brazil's coffee, or Africa's potential in seeds and irrigation. At the same time, efforts must be made to boost farmer incomes by integrating them into value chains and ensuring they share fairly in global gains. Trade must also address the fundamental goal of food security. With climate change and population growth, the responsibility of agribusiness is not just to generate profits, but to ensure nutrient shares and affordable food for all. Innovation from agri-digital tools to vertical farming will be crucial in meeting this demand sustainably. Finally, agribusiness trade must be seen as a pillar of national growth. By expanding exports, creating jobs, and attracting investments, it drives not only rural prosperity, but also economic resilience from entire nations. I am Vaibhav Samant from Revasa Farms, and it has been my privilege to share the journey of global agribusiness and trade with you. Together, we have seen how agriculture today is not confined to fields or borders, but is a global enterprise of innovation, responsibility, and opportunity. Thank you for your time, attention, and engagement. The choices we make today in agribusiness will shape not only the markets, but also the tables of tomorrow.